Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be.
Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for joining us here the 17th of April, the year 2017. A very happy birthday to my dearest mother for giving birth to me, obviously, so many years ago. And I love you, Mom. So happy birthday again. And thanks for always listening in each and every week. This week's edition of Dating Today, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. And it's a wonderful local nonprofit located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. You can check out more about this wonderful local nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can also call them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at their central number, 201-706-8088. Once again, reach out to the Mason Civic League, 201-706-8088. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman, the distinguished Beth Mason, and her husband, Ricky. Now, the Mason Civic League has made sure to assist community members and groups in need. They sponsor programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education, and activities for residents of all ages. Make sure you get involved with them, folks. They're a wonderful local nonprofit. Again, the Mason Civic League. Again, check them out on Facebook. Make sure you like them on Facebook, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I'm very deeply appreciative of them being a dedicated sponsor here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I also want to acknowledge your folks on the podcast tonight, cromtakes.com, a wonderful local media website. You can check it out by going to www.kromcakes.com. It's full of entertaining blogs, and it does a wonderful job of connecting media with humanity, and of course, sprinkling some cromedy along the way. It is indeed hosted online by my dear friend Ashley Cromcakes. Check it out. It's a great website, very informative, very funny, and very good to read. I also want to acknowledge here on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Rough Rehab, a wonderful no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, only about 15 to 20 minutes of a car ride outside the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge, and also easily accessible via an Uber or Lyft. You can call them daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 862-200-1447. Check out their website, www.ruffrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. If you're looking to get a wonderful cat or an adorable dog here as the weather's getting warmer, do me a favor, folks. Look no further than Rough Rehab, a wonderful no-kill shelter in Mountain Lakes in New Jersey. Also, last but not least, I also want to acknowledge folks here on the podcast, Facepalm Gaming, a wonderful local site. So you can check it out by following them on Twitter, at gaming_palm. You can also follow them on Instagram, at facepalmgaming311. Or check out their online page, twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. Now, they stream content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, and first-person shooter games. It's a great online community for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain us all on a daily basis. So again, many thanks to Facepalm Gaming for supporting the show, Cromkicks.com, Rough Rehab, and of course, special thanks to the Mason Civic League for sponsoring this week's edition of Dating Today. Folks, I want to hear from you tonight, so don't be shy. Call in toll-free, 646-649-1926. Again, toll-free hotline brought to you by the Mason Civic League, 646-649-1926. I want to hear from you today's dating scene. You go so right to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @your_favorite_Fernando, and also follow me on Twitter @theglorious_FUJ. Folks, again, hope everyone listening today had a wonderful Easter holiday with their family. To say the least, it was a great holiday. So again, do me a favor, do reach out here to the program tonight. I want to hear from you. I want to hear exactly, you know, not just about your Easter holiday, but more about your thoughts on today's dating scene. Again, toll free number to call in tonight, 646-649-1926, brought to you by the Mason Civic League. And tonight, folks, I wanted to sort of share some good advice with you. I was talking to a couple of my friends over the weekend, and my one of my better female friends, who's just an obnoxious pain in the ass sometimes, but I know her heart is in the right place. So, you know, Marilyn, if you're listening tonight, which I know you are sometimes, you know, a little bit of a shout out to you, because you tend to sort of be a pain in my ass quite frequently. But I know, again, it's not done out of malice. But in any event, I know we were talking recently just about some disenchantments you were having recently about guys not reaching out to you after you go out on a first date and everything else. And it sort of got me thinking about tonight's topic. And I know last week when we did the show, I went a little bit into how you can let a guy know that you're interested in seeing them again. But at the same time tonight, I want to sort of expand for my female listeners here. And I want to sort of give you the real reasons why a guy sometimes never does indeed text you for a second date. So let me be fair for everybody, especially the ladies listening tonight. So you meet this incredible guy and your first date with him couldn't have gone any better. It couldn't have even been more perfect, or so you thought. The problem is, you think it's great until he doesn't ask you out for a second date. Now, listen, there can be so many reasons why he never texts you for another date, and some of them may not even have anything to do with you. So, ladies, again, don't always take it personally. I know it's hard not to, but it might not always have to deal with you. So, again, sort of take that into consideration and don't sort of, you know, go into full-blown panic mode. Now, listen, the reality is he might be sorting out some issues in his life at the moment, and it would have happened to you just as much as it would have happened to the next girl in line, to be very honest with you. So think about that. But you know what, ladies, tonight I really want to sort of emphasize the following. The first thing and foremost is quit stressing. If you fade out after the first time you two went out, it's definitely disappointing if you saw potential on your end, but obviously it wasn't meant to be. And, you know, feel blessed that, you know what, he didn't string you along for a couple of months and then drop you like a hot potato when he decided that this wasn't at all for him. And you know what? Listen, let's be honest. More times than not, the guy probably did you a favor by letting you know early on he doesn't want to pursue anything. And I can tell you honestly from, you know, and having this conversation with her, that I maybe feel one of the interesting things, and I wish I could record some of our conversations because they're actually quite funny, because she sort of goes into full-blown panic mode sometimes. And she gets overly analytical and just overly fussy for no reason, you know. And I always tell her, stop stressing these insignificant things, you know. Okay, I get it. You went on a really nice date. He took you out to dinner, or he took you out for drinks, and you know, you felt a nice vibe with him. You probably went to, I don't know, a lounge that you were able to talk at. Maybe you went to listen to live music. Maybe you just went out and had a great time. Maybe just going to something as simple as Dave and Buster's in Times Square, and you know, hanging out, playing sort of like skill games in a, you know, sort of adult amusement type of environment. And that's great, you know, and I always convey that to her that, you know, do simple things on a date. Don't overly complicate it. But more times than not, what's ended up happening is lately, some guys don't call back. And I tend to sort of bust her chops because I know that usually she's not, you know, accustomed to not getting attention. I mean, she's a girl that, you know, gets hit on a lot when she goes to bars, when she goes out with her girlfriends, and she gets drinks bought for her constantly. So I think she's a little spoiled, and I've always told her, listen, you know, maybe once in a while you need this. Maybe you need to be humbled a little bit. You know, you've sort of been on this streak where guys just sort of fall over backwards for you, and you know what? Maybe the time comes when a guy won't, and maybe you're feeling them, and he's not. And that's okay. again, and I don't say this out of malice to her. You know, I just say, listen, that's just the way it is. So don't, you know, don't take it too personally. You know, there are a lot of reasons. And, you know, as I sit there and she'll, you know, sort of overly analyze with me, you know, this and dissect it with me. She said, well, Fernando, what do you think the reason is? You're a guy, you know, how many times have you gone on a date with a woman? And let's say maybe you thought it didn't go as well as you thought she did. And quite frankly, why didn't you end up calling her back or reaching out to her to go out for a second date? And it got me thinking after she asked that question, because she's asked it several times, you know, in my lifetime. She's like, you know, all the dates you've gone on, what, you know, what are some of the reasons that maybe linger in your brain why you won't hit a woman up after you've hung out with them the first time? And I started, and it got, as I said, it got me thinking, and I was writing some notes down on an index card for tonight's show just to be prepared. And pretty much, you know, ladies, tonight, I think these are probably the most concrete and concise reasons that you'll ever hear in terms as to why a guy did not hit you up for a second date. The first one that comes to mind for me, and because I've been in this situation, you're not what he's looking for in a woman. That's just the reality. You're just not what he's looking for. And I can tell you because I know in my lifetime when I've gone on first dates, I've met women in different scenarios. I met them at bars. I've met them at happy hours. I've met them at networking events. I've maybe met them in a bookstore, or I've met them when I've gone out to some sort of convention, whether it's, you know, something for sports memorabilia or Comic-Con in New York. And, you know, at the moment when I met her, yeah, you know, listen, we go by the physical. We go by how we look at them and how they look at us. And it doesn't make us superficial, but we're human beings, folks. The biology matters. And physiologically, when we see someone, if there's something attractive about them, either their eyes, their smile, their build, their, you know, I don't know, maybe, again, their eyelashes, maybe the way that they have a very intense look to them, maybe, again, just a lot of physical features, that's what commands our attention. And that's okay. That's normal. It's not to make you seem like you're totally superficial and you're just into the exterior. No, that's not the case. You know, but I remember in my experiences, you know, first and foremost, she just wasn't what I was looking for in a woman. Maybe she's in between jobs. Maybe she's still in grad school. Maybe she's still in college and she hasn't figured out what to do with her life. You know, I can tell you that, you know, I always bring up this example to one of my good friends when she always says to me, you know, why didn't he call me back? And, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to spill all of her life out here, but, you know, again, she is someone who has finished grad school and she's substitute teaching right now in a local school district. For those of you that are not aware about sort of the rigors that's involved with substitute teaching, school districts will have you doing that for, you know, a opening becomes available for a full-time position in that school district or in a specific school. And you know what? More times than not, for some guys, if they see that a woman maybe isn't gainfully employed full time, maybe isn't, you know, making, you know, a decent income or something like that, maybe the guy just doesn't want to deal with that. You know, I can tell you from experience when I've sat there and I've looked at what this woman is and it's just not what I'm looking for. First thing that comes to mind is, you know, I've dated or gone out on several first dates with women who are bartenders, are actresses in New York City, and they either bartend or they wait tables, and nothing wrong with that. Let me be very clear, because listen, when I was in grad school, I thoroughly enjoyed bartending. I certainly waited tables in college. You know, I've done almost everything I can think of in the hospitality business. So I would never look down on a woman for that, because I've lived that. I've done that for a living. I have worked. I've made good money in my years doing that. So I would never denigrate that profession. But again, that's, say, well, I don't know if I want to deal with that. I don't know if I want to deal with a woman that's very unstable financially. And, you know, you get to sort of learn these things during a first date, you know, obviously inevitable questions. Oh, so what do? You know, are you originally from New York? If not, why are you here? What brought you here? And sometimes, you know, those conversations turn into, well, you know, I grew up in a small town and I came to New York because I wanted to be an actress or I wanted to go into theater. And what better place than New York City to do that, for example. And I remember sometimes sitting there in the past, you know, some years ago, I think, or maybe I was I don't want to say as, you know, as mature as I am now, because some people might disagree about my maturity level. But the reality is that sometimes I think it depends what the guy's mindset is. And I knew that I had just finished grad school. I was gainfully making decent income. I was working full time. And believe it or not, you know, that didn't really affect me per se. I didn't really look at someone who's an actress or a musician and say, well, you know, that's not really what I'm looking for. I mean, that's not the way I think, but ladies, sometimes, you know, a guy is going to hear about where you are in life and where your standing is, and they might not suit them. That they may not want to deal with that. So again, you know, first and foremost, you know, you may not be what he's looking for in a woman. Second thing here tonight, I think I want to sort of be real with the ladies about, is the fact that maybe there wasn't any chemistry. It just didn't click. You know, I can tell you that, from experience, you know, let's say I've met a woman at a convention or at a happy hour, and sure enough, you know, maybe the day that I met her, there was some chemistry there. Maybe that, you know, I didn't look at, you know, maybe I didn't look intently enough when we first met, but then let's say when we met up for our official first date, I don't know, maybe I didn't like what she was wearing. Maybe I just wasn't as attracted to her that day as I was the first time I saw her. Who knows? Yeah, that can happen. Sometimes it's somebody's fault. Maybe they just didn't have any chemistry during that first date, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world, you know. Another thing I think that's important is, for example, that you don't have enough things in common, and that's very normal. Like I said, again, I'll sort of go back to the perspective of, you know, where are you in your life as opposed to where he's at in his life, and like I said, maybe again, there aren't just enough things in common. You know, I can tell you again from during my dating history, I know I've sat there sometimes and I've said to myself, okay, well, what are some subtle differences that maybe right now I can point out, whether it's age. And again, ladies, you know, this is something that I sort of want to be very, very clear about. It's a case-by-case basis. And I think that more times than not, I think in today's society, when we think about the way men date and I think the way women date, I think it's very different. I think it's one of those things where, you know, as a guy, if you're much older than a woman, it's not really a big deal. I think a lot of guys don't mind that. I mean, on the flip side, sometimes some women do mind that. I know that one of my other good friends is currently dating a guy that she's, you know, I think by a good maybe 7 years or something like that. And, I mean, that's not the end of the world. But, you know, it's one of those things where, to me, it's, you know, I wouldn't say Bob, but maybe. To me, like I said, I don't, that's the right word I'm thinking of here. That's the right word I'm thinking of here. It's sort of, maybe you're just not compatible. That's it. Maybe you're just not compatible. And that's okay, you know. Maybe you just don't have enough things in common. Maybe you don't like going to the same restaurants. Maybe you don't like the same food. Maybe she's a vegan. Maybe you're a vegetarian. Maybe, you know, she doesn't drink. Maybe you're, I don't know, more of a social drinker. Maybe she smokes. Maybe you don't. Just some things you don't have in common, and that's all right. And I think the sooner you sort of see that on a first date, the better. You may not always get that on a first date, but, hey, you know, that's one of the good things about a first date. You can sort of roll the dice and really dissect exactly where his mindset is at and where your mindset is at. You know, another thing, again, folks, listen, I want to hear from you. If I'm wrong at all, please tell me. I'm more than willing to hear you out here. So, again, call toll-free tonight, 646-649-1926. Toll-free number brought to you by, again, by the Mason Civic League. Check them out online, www.masoncivic.org. So moving on, folks, again, another reason why probably he isn't going to text you for a second date is he just wanted to hook up, plain and simple. And, you know, that can happen. You know, as a guy, I can tell you from experience in my lifetime, have I gone out on some first dates and, you know, maybe I was just in a mindset that, you know, maybe she was hot and attractive and, you know, we went out for a few drinks, went out dancing, you know, one thing led to another. And as the night went on, at some point, someone's going to recommend, you know, where to go next. And whether it's the woman, sometimes it happens. Yeah, we'll just say, listen, welcome back to my place, hang out, have a glass of wine. And what ends up happening is, you know, you sleep with them. And ladies, nothing wrong with that. Again, you know, we live in a society where it's fine to do it. You know, no judgments. No one's going to judge you the next day. But more times than not, maybe the guy just wanted to hook up with you. Maybe he just wanted to see you. He thought of you naked and said, wow, maybe I can, let's see if I can do this. Sure enough, what ended up happening? You went and hooked up. And I don't think necessarily it's about, you know, maybe the sex was bad like that. But maybe that's all you want. I'll just go out with you, hug, and, you know, move on. And sometimes a guy, unfortunately, won't call you after that. And that's really mean, and I would never, ever encourage that. I've always been one to, do a follow-up and try to, you know, be an adult and stuff like that. And it's sort of funny because I know with my buddies, they always call me, like, follow-up Fernando, because I'm one of those guys. I follow up. Like, it's, you know, from my experience, I remember as a guy going out, and maybe I went out on a first date, and it just worked out where, hey, you know, she was interested. She was really, really into me, and I knew that, hey, let's go back to my place, and we hooked up. More times than not, I knew that maybe I didn't want to date her. Maybe I just want to go out and have sex with her, and that's it. And guess what? I would at least be an adult. I wouldn't be completely cold-hearted. I would, you know, call the next day and, you know, try to keep a rapport with her. But at some point, you know, if I wasn't interested in getting together again, I would sort of make that clear. I would just say, listen, you know, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm not looking for one. And more times than not, I think a woman will respect that, you know. I think if you're going to be transparent like that, I think a woman's going to respect that more so than you think. Another thing that I think comes into play when it comes to thinking about why he won't text you for a second day, and the reality is, you know, ladies, you just may not be all what he pictured. You know, when you first met, under whatever circumstances, maybe you were texting for a little bit, leading up to your first date, and it was funny, and it was witty, and maybe it was flirtatious and stuff like that, and that's great. You know, that's one of those things about dating. That's one of those things about, you know, building up towards the first date where you're talking, you're texting, you're flirting with each other a little bit, and that's fine. It's not the end of the world. You know, I think it's normal. But more times than not, when you end up meeting for the first time and you go out for drinks or dinner, it turns out to be that you're not everything he pictured. And, you know, that's something that can be tricky because, as a woman, you don't know exactly what's in his head leading up to the first date. You know, he met you, let's say, at a convention, or he met you at a happy hour, or he met you just simply, you know what, going to the doctor's office, and you were sitting there in the waiting room, and he decides to flirt with you. I mean, there's a bunch of different scenarios where you can meet someone. You know, so it's not, you know, too uncommon to meet in any sort of informal setting. But at the end of the day, when you go on your first date and as it's transitioning towards the date itself, maybe it ends up materializing where you're not everything that he pictured. Maybe he doesn't see you as stable. It sort of goes back to that premise of maybe you're not what he's looking for. After all, maybe after you share where you live, you know, let's say for the ladies, you're still living with family. Maybe you're not as secure financially. Maybe you haven't finished school. Maybe you're in between jobs. Maybe you're looking for a new career. All those things could be variables where a guy can just say, you know what, maybe I don't want to deal with this. And you know what, that's perfectly okay. I know it sounds mean-spirited, but it's the truth. I think, ladies, if when you're put in that same position, if a guy isn't everything that you're picturing or a guy isn't exactly what you're looking for in terms of where he's at, listen, the same rules apply for ladies here tonight, folks. You know, ladies could be meeting a guy and maybe he's not secure yet where he's at financially. Maybe he's still in school. Maybe he's starting a new career. Maybe he's in between jobs. Maybe he's still searching for work. Who knows? I think these variables sort of apply. But again, in terms of tonight, when we're trying to think about why he's not going to text you back, I think a lot of these points tonight are very legitimate. Another very important variable tonight, ladies, to keep in mind is maybe he just got out of a relationship and he doesn't want anything more right now. And you know what? I can attest to that. I can attest to that in my lifetime because I can tell you that, you know, maybe when I remember, this was a few years ago, I remember, I think in early 2014, I think it was maybe right after the new year, I had just been going on some first dates and everything. And I remember sort of, you know, clicking with a few women that I had met at different sort of events, like networking events and stuff like that. And I remember going to dinner with her and sort of just talking things out. And I think, you know, we ended up having a pretty good night. We went to listen to some live music. And, you know, long story short, I remember it was, you know, sort of one of those evenings where, like, okay, well, sort of the question was posed out there where, so what do you want to go now? And, you know, as a guy, more times than not, ladies, I mean, this is something that should not surprise you. The guy said, all right, do you want to come back to my place, have some wine or watch a movie? And more times than not, if a woman's feeling you, she's going to go back to your place. You know, now, again, it's up to you what happens. You know, certainly more times than not, are the chances for success there that she's going to sleep with you? I would say it's a given automatically. But, you know, maybe your chances are 50-50. And as a guy, that's all you can ask for. But the reality was, I remember that after that had happened a few times, I remember, I think, after a couple of days or so, the woman asking me, hey, so, are we getting together again? Are we going to hang out again? And I was very sort of transparent. I said, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do that. But I remember during the conversation on the phone, I was like, listen, I had a really nice time last night and it was great and certainly be great to do that again. I don't know what you're looking for, but I can tell you conclusively that, you know, I just got out of a relationship not too long ago. And quite frankly, I'm very happy being single and I don't want to jump into anything again right now. Okay. It would be too soon. I don't want to do that. It would just seem very sort of like I'm trying to like force something. And I don't want to do that. And surprisingly, I remember some of the women I said this to were like, wow, okay, well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you being honest with me. Okay. Now, it ended up not working out because, you know, she ended up catching feelings quicker than I did. And then it just sort of became problematic where, you know, when she was asking me, well, you know, do you want to see other people? Or are you just content with you and I? And I was very, very honest and said, listen, yeah, I do want to see other people. You know, I want to have the flexibility to go out and meet other women. And believe it or not, I mean, aside from the tension that filled that conversation on the phone, you know, at the end, she respected that. She's like, you know what? I respect that in you, that, you know, you are that transparent. And sometimes, ladies, you know, like I said, you know, when he's not texting you back after a second date, maybe, you know, maybe he just had a good first date with you. Maybe he slept with you. Maybe he just kissed you. Who knows? Maybe he's just in a mindset where like, hey, I want to go on a date. I want to put myself out there and be comfortable in front of another woman again and dining or having drinks or listening to music, and it's fine. But at the same time, a lot of guys don't want to sort of put themselves back out there so quickly. And which sort of brings me up to my next point. And, another reality as to why, let's say he's not texting you for a second date is that maybe he's seen a lot of different girls and he's decided to pursue something with someone else. And that's happened. And I know that I've done that in my life. I'm not proud of it. I think as a guy, you know, I feel bad because certainly if a woman is not being attached or anything, but you know, listen, the reality is folks as adults, you know, once a man and woman have sex, I think the dynamics of that specific arrangement change. Not to say that a guy can't become attached because of sex, but we know that many times a woman does. And that's okay. It doesn't make you inferior. It doesn't make you weaker. No, it makes you human. But again, many women tend to be the more emotional of the two species. And that's what studies tell us all the time. That's what data and research would suggest. So again, you know, when you are in that position as a guy, you know, if you're seeing a lot of different women and you decide to pursue something with someone else, you know, more times than not, you're not going to text that girl you just went out on a first date with a couple of days ago. And that's okay. And as I've mentioned before with some of my female friends, especially one of my good friends, I've been very, very clear with her. I said, listen, the reality is that maybe he, you know, you guys had a decent dinner. Maybe he wasn't into you. Maybe he just didn't like where you were in life. Maybe he doesn't like where he's at in life. And you know what? He doesn't want to pursue anything. Maybe he's seen someone else. You don't know. You know, it's none of your business. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what's going to happen. You know, which sort of brings me up to my next point now. And the reality is, ladies, that maybe he has a lot on his plate. You know, the reality is maybe he's just lost his job or he's dealing with financial issues. He's dealing with some responsibilities that are taking precedent right now. And quite frankly, that's enough for a guy to say, you know what, I need to prioritize. I'm not going to, string this woman along. We had a nice first date or whatever, but guess what? Maybe it just isn't in my best interest to, you know, go out with her and, you know, see her again. And that's just the reality of it. And sometimes for a lot of guys, you know, it bothers them. I know that's never really happened to me per se, because I know that luckily I've been very, very fortunate. I'm very lucky to be at where I'm at in my life in terms of my finances and in terms of my career choices and everything. And I've been fine with that. But like I said, it's, you know, every guy's different. And if he has a lot on his plate, again, whether it's something with his job or something with financial issues, that's a problem. And I think that the sooner the guy realizes that, more times than not, he's just not going to be willing to spend more time with you. And that's just the reality. It just, time does not allow for it. So think about that, ladies. You know, again, it may always be about you. I know sometimes you might sort of overanalyze and say, well, did I do something? Did I not dress the right way? Did I not say something? Did I not flirt with them? Ladies, it could just be something as simple about what's going on in his life, which you have no idea about. So always take that into consideration. Don't just jump the gun and think it's something you did or said. Maybe it might, but again, I hate to sort of use that line. No, it's not you. It's not you. It's me. I know guys have heard that line. I know ladies have heard that line. Sometimes maybe it's what a guy's going through. Or maybe he just doesn't want to share with. Maybe he just doesn't want to discuss it openly. He's got to deal with that on his own. And if not seeing you, even though he had a good first date, means that that's the casualty, then so be it. That's what can happen. So don't take it personally, ladies. Another element, too, I think that's very important, ladies, to sort of think about it. Maybe there's something you did that really turned them off. And quite frankly, the guy cannot get past it. And you know what? I'll never forget this, because I remember this is the day I went on back in like a few years ago. And it was a nice date. She was hot. You know, I was like, all right, cool. This is going somewhere. You know, she'd be a little flirty. We're having a good time. And sure enough, you know, she went out of her way to just be mean and rude to, like, our it wasn't really that. It was just more like appetizers and grabbing drinks and stuff like that. And oh my goodness, like that, I just looked at her and I said, wow, this girl just lost major points. And the reason that mattered to me is because, again, I've worked in hospitality. I've worked as a bartender, and I've always been very nice to customers. Maybe sometimes when it's always something that I took a lot of professional pride in. I see her being rude and just being downright, like, very, very snotty and very kind to a server. That just really, really heard that as the date was over. It was nice to see you. And, you know, and I could tell that she probably wanted to go out somewhere else. And I wasn't too sure if I was going to get to take her home. But I could tell that behavior alone completely turned me off. That's a no-no. Don't put people on a date, especially our server, when we're out, you know, eating or something. Like, that's not cool. This is, you know, like I told you, this is not like what I think, you know, is the right thing. And I kind of let her know about it, because I said, that wasn't really nice. Like, I don't understand why you're being this way. And that really kind of like set a really bad tone for me. Because I remember after the date, like, I walked to the subway and I was just like, all right, well, it was nice meeting you, and I'm going to, you know, I'll talk to you. And I never called her again. And I could tell she was really into me, because I remember she was like, oh, well, you know, it was really nice seeing you, and I hope to see you again. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be in touch. And I never texted her. I just thought that was so, so rude. I mean, something as simple as that, you could just tell that I knew that she just had to understand me. And I didn't want to deal with that. I remember going out that night, as a matter of fact, after I dropped off the subway, I went out, my friends were out in the city. I met with my buddies and went out to have some drinks. And sure enough, I met a woman that night, and she ended up being a hell of a lot cooler and nicer than the girl I was just on a date with. So that's just the way it works sometimes. You know, that really, really turned me off. And it's just something that I couldn't get past. And listen, call me petty, call me, overly particular. No, I'm sorry. I just think that says a lot about a woman on her first date when you can't even be cordial and civil to, like, the server, and you have to be overly critical or just condescending. Like, there's no need for that. Like, there just isn't. You know, more times than not, on a first date, you're trying to put your best foot forward, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, do that. Don't give a guy an excuse to just think you're an outright bitch. And that's what that was. I'm sorry. You know, sorry that offends anybody listening tonight, but that's the truth. And again, you know, that's probably another reason why he didn't text you for a second date. I know I didn't text her. I remember a couple of days later, like, she was still texting me, like, hey, how are you? I had a really nice time tonight. And quite frankly, I think the fifth text, I kind of, like, called her and said, hey, listen, you know, it was a nice time with you up until the point that you were just an outright bitch. And she was very offended by it, but I didn't really care. I mean, I have my moments when I don't have a filter. So I was more than happy to tell her. I was listening, you know, someone who used to serve tables, bartender, did my way through grad school. Like, I know what it's like to deal with customers. And to be honest with you, I always made a point that when I go out, I'm always cordial, I'm always proper, and I'm always very friendly. I'm with people that work in hospitality, and I can tell you're not. But they pissed me off. Turn off. If that happened on your next date with another guy, try to fix that. And then I said, all right, well, listen, nice talking to you. Take care. And I hung up the phone on her. And I remember she texted me back calling me an asshole. And I was like, all right, well, whatever. You call me whatever you want. I'm sorry that the truth hurts. So later. And I ended up blocking her number. I didn't want to deal with her. So, but again, you know, sometimes, you know, if you do something to turn them off, there's some guys who just don't get passionate things. Again, folks, I want to hear from you tonight. If you have some thoughts about tonight's topic, again, toll-free number brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can check them out online, www.masoncivic.org. Toll-free tonight, call in, 646-649-1926. And another element here, too, I think that maybe is very helpful for the listening as to why maybe he's not going to text you for a second date. And more chances than not, you ended up talking too much during the date, and you came across as very conceited, very vain, very self-absorbed. And you know what? Sometimes for some ladies, that can be a problem. That can end up being a very, very, very big issue for a lot of guys. Not to say that, you know, you can't be talkative. I mean, you want to be talkative. You don't want just one person dominating the conversation. I can tell you for certain, like, I'm very talkative. I'm someone who is, you know, has a lot to say about almost anything and everything. But I do want to hear from the woman that I'm sitting across during the date, whether I'm having drinks, whether I'm having, you know, whatever the case may be. And what was interesting about, you know, I remember some first dates, I remember, you know, the woman just being overly talkative to the point where, like, I couldn't even get a word in. Now, again, I'm not saying that very much the first date, I was just, you know, writing down some notes tonight. The first thing I thought of, I said, wait a minute, this back to certain dates, I said, woman, don't let me talk at all. Ladies, you know, I'm sorry, like, that's just something that when you do that, off is very vain and very conceited. Now, again, to be very fair, as a guy, I know I can come off as very talkative. I know that because of that behavior, I come off as conceited. So I am also very conscious of that. I try to be very diligent with my words. I try not to be overly talkative at the same time because I do want to hear from her. I want to hear what she has to say. When you aren't letting someone talk during the date, you're trying to make yourself as very, very conceited. But there's sort of a balance. If you probably don't talk at all or you don't talk enough, then guess what? The guy most likely is going to get bored. So it's really an unfortunate catch-22 because you don't know exactly where he stands. You don't know exactly if he's going to be one of those guys that, you know, wants to hear what you have to say. And again, if you – at the end of the day, it's all about a healthy balance. It's all about trying to figure out exactly, you know, where you are as a conversationist. And for me, again, what I've learned in my years of dating is, you know, again – try to have that healthy balance. Try to make sure that, you know, you don't come across as someone that is, you know, overly verbose or, you know, overly, again, it can be, again, a very, what's the word I'm trying to think of here? It's problematic. And it's problematic because you don't, again, as moving on, you don't know exactly where this person's at. You don't know exactly if this person is going to be someone that is going to get your attention. You don't know if this person is worth, you know, conversing with. And that's always a challenge, I think. You know I've sat there sometimes, I think, on dates, and I'll sometimes let the woman talk, and I'll just, you know, like, she's not, I don't know, she's not very interesting, she's not talking enough, and that can be a big, big no-no, you know? As it pertains to what you want to talk about, it's, you know, it's one of those things that I've always, what am I going to talk about? And aside from sort of typical talking points, you know, I always try to recommend to people, you know, if you hear like a subtle joke and you can tell that maybe this person is into the same politics you are at, then I can't begin to say. I remember, I think, again, some things I remember where I think I made a comment and I could tell that the woman was staunch Obama supporter. And I remember making a joke, and I remember this was it was a couple few years ago, so this is right about at the start of his second term, or like it was already a year into the second term. And, you know, like many Americans, we were very disenchanted with him and very, very, like, sort of sick with him. And so, you know, we can't wait until 2016 when he's gone. And it was sort of funny. And I remember, I think I sort of brought that up as a joke during the dinner, and I sort of got like a really weird response from her. Like, I could tell her body language changed immediately. And I said, all right, well, fine, then she clearly, you know, is overly sensitive and maybe doesn't like Obama jokes. And that's fine, you know. But like I said, I think it's important to sort of, you know, find that healthy balance, you know. You're not going to know exactly, well, you know, am I talking too much? You know, should I let her talk? You know, what's the barometer? And like I said, it's easy sort of test to administer. Because you do want to have things to talk about. You do want to come off as interesting. You want to come off as boring. But by the same token, if you, or if she doesn't let you talk, more times than not, ladies, the guy's not going to want to see you again. He's going to feel that talking with you is a challenge. He's going to feel that getting a word in with you is going to be over. Frankly, maybe it's something he just – now, again, I've never really been that way because I know that I'm very talkative, so I tend to sort of be pretty understanding of that element. But not every guy's the same. Some guys – maybe look at a woman who talks excessively as someone who is conceited, someone who is maybe not as generous with the time as others, you know? You know, another element too that's sort of interesting, you know, maybe you were too eager to text him after the first date and perhaps you didn't stop texting him. And quite frankly, some guys are sort of put off by that. Some guys interpret that behavior as being a little clingy, being a little needy, and, you know, more times than not, that could turn a guy off, like I said. And speaking about texting, and I think this was another thing that, quite frankly, as a guy, ladies, you need to be very, very careful with, is you keep checking your phone during the date. Okay? Like I said, I get it. Short of you working for the CIA or being the director of the FBI or being the chief of police in New York City, you know, there's no reason for you to be on your phone for a date. You know, your phone should not be on the table. Your phone should be away in your purse or somewhere. It should not be anywhere near you. And the moisture you create will get turned off. Trust me. I've seen it. It's something you look at. And frankly, if you're wondering why he didn't text you for a second date, well, maybe it's behavior that's as simple as that can just easily turn him off. And like I said, you know, as I've told, like, my other good friends, when I've talked to him about, you know, whatever the reason that he didn't want to pursue things, it's okay. It's definitely not anything you need to get yourself worked up over about and throw a hissy fit about. You know, I've always told my female friends, even recently in conversations, don't feel down and don't beat yourself up over it because it's not worth your time or your effort. You know, listen, I've always said this to my friends, both male and female. Every part of dating, I think, teaches you something different about men and women. You know, some things you're going to like and some things you're not going to like. And again, like I said, me, I think when, especially for the ladies, listening, you know, when the right guy comes along and he does text you for a second date and beyond that, and he follows up and he stays and he shows that he's genuinely interested, well, then, hey, then he's a keeper. As simple as that. You know, so, I mean, in this process, like I said, about what Dean is, you know, and why Dean complicated and so, you know, laborious, it's that sometimes. I think we more than now we end up being a little too wholly analytical, and we end up becoming someone that is, you know, sometimes become our own worst enemy. And sometimes for the ladies listening tonight, you don't want to do that, ladies. Again, if you notice behaviors that, you know, that I've just listed tonight and you feel you're doing some of them, do your best to fix them. Trust me, it makes a big deal. And not to say that as men that we're perfect, we're not. But again, anyone that we go out first dates and kind of about you can and I'm dead. If any of these showed up on your checklist, maybe it's something you want to maybe try to modify, and maybe it's something you want to do something from now on. So, again, ladies, you know, I hope that tonight's broadcast was helpful to you. That's what I try to do every single week here on Blog Talk Radio here with Dating Today. So if you missed any part of tonight's podcast, again, please do me a favor. Check out www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. It's the best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice you're going to find anywhere online, folks. Again, don't forget. With the new time every Monday night now at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, I want to thank our dedicated sponsor here on the program, the Mason Civic League. You can check out more information about them by going to www.masoncivic.org. You can call their number at their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. They're located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. So if you're interested in doing some volunteer work as this weather's getting a lot nicer, do me a favor. Check out the Mason Civic League, folks. They're a great local nonprofit organization. Again, brief history for you. The Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken councilwoman, the distinguished Beth Mason, and her husband, Ricky Mason. And the Mason Civic League has dedicated itself to assisting community members and groups in need. They've also gone as far as sponsoring programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education activities for residents of all ages. Again, make sure you like them on Facebook, and don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I just want to acknowledge you're on the program, folks. Cromcakes.com, a great local media site. You can check it out. www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Again, it's full of entertaining blogs, and it connects media with humanity, of course, and it does indeed sprinkle some cromedy along the way. Also, I want to thank Rough Rehab, folks, for being a sponsor supporter of the podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check out their website, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. Again, they're located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, only about 15 to 20 minutes of a drive outside the Lincoln Tunnel, George Washington Bridge, and all outer bridge crossings. They're a wonderful no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. Again, you can call them Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, 862-200-1447. If you're interested in adopting a cute cat or an adorable puppy for you. And last but not least, I want to thank Facepalm Gaming here on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, you make sure you follow them on Twitter at gaming_palm. Make sure you also follow them on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. Don't forget to check them out online on their channel, www.twitch.tv/facepalmgaming311. And now they stream content ranging from RPGs, which are role-playing games, all the way to first-person shooter games. It's an excellent online community, ladies and gentlemen, for gamers, and it's a chance to exchange ideas and tips about the games that entertain you. So again, please support Facepalm Gaming. Again, follow them on Twitter at gaming_palm. Also on Instagram at facepalmgaming311. Don't forget to support folks at Rough Rehab. Again, make sure you follow them on Instagram and also on Twitter. And make sure, again, that you support our great sponsor here, the Mason Civic League, www.masoncivic.org. I want to thank them all for once again being on board with the best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Good night. Cleveland, Ohio, the home of the reigning and defending in the first round of the best of seven Eastern Conference quarterfinals. in the 2017 NBA playoffs. Good night once again to the land, Cleveland, Ohio. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running.